This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One Islam Productions.
Verily, all praise is due to the Almighty Lord. We praise Him, we seek His aid, His help. We beseech forgiveness to Him. We seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from our evil souls and our evil actions. He whom Allah Ta'ala guides is rightly guided. And he whom Allah Ta'ala misguides can never ever be guided. I bear witness without any compulsion that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah Ta'ala. And I bear witness and testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave, is the messenger of Allah. May the peace and blessings of Allah Ta'ala be upon him, his family, his companions, and every single one that follow their footsteps to the last day. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Fatiha, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Guide us to the straight path, the path on whom you have favored, not those who have earned your anger, nor those who have went astray, misguided themselves. We left you last time saying that the Jews and Christians are without a doubt misguided. Both of them are misguided and both of them have earned Allah's anger. But here, as we see, the wrath of Allah Ta'ala is specifically on the Jews in Surah Al-Fatiha. Why? Even though that the Christians do share this wrath with them, but here, the Jews deliberately came with falsehood. And they knew that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Islam and the last messenger, but they rejected him. So the best thing that befitted their description was غير المغضوب عليهم, those that earned the wrath of Allah. And they were the Jews. But why did they receive Allah's wrath? We must understand, because every single day at least 20 times you recite this verse. You're asking Allah Ta'ala to keep you away from those people who earned your wrath, your anger. So what did they do? What was their problem? What was the reason for them to earn this wrath, this anger of Allah Ta'ala? وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ They knew that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Islam, is the last messenger, but they rejected him. Clear evidence proves this. Safiyyah bint Huyay, who was the mother, or who is the mother of the believers, the wife of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the daughter of one of the Jewish leaders of Medina. She mentions that after I embraced Islam, I informed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the first time when the rays of Islam first hit my heart, she says. It was the day that Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions as being the most radiant day that has ever come upon Medina, the day that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Medina. He said that the Ansar, men, children and women, gathered to greet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cheers of praise to Allah the Almighty filled the earth. Allahu Akbar in every corner of Medina. Amongst the gathering there were two Jewish men, Safiyyah's Jewish father and Safiyyah's Jewish uncle. Safiyyah at that time was only a young girl, but she witnessed, she looked into the darkness and gloom that had enveloped on the father of hers and her uncle when they returned home after they met Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her Jewish uncle asked her Jewish father, is he the one? Is he the prophet that our scriptures talk about? Huyay, with his head down, her Jewish father did not want to answer the question. He said, yes, it is. Then what shall we do? Safiyyah's Jewish uncle asked. He looked him into the eyes and said, till the final day, we shall be his bitterest enemies. عليهم ما يستحق من الله. To the final day, we Jews shall be his bitterest enemies. And as Huyay mentioned, we are witnessing today. As Huyay said, the Jews have been the enemies of this Islamic Ummah ever since Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began his call to Islam. And their hostility, dear brothers and sisters, will never ever end until the day of resurrection. He fought the Jewish tribe of Bani Qaynuqa for their treachery, defeated them, expelled them from Medina. Then he fought the Jewish tribe of Bani Nadir for their treachery, defeated them and expelled them from Medina. Then he fought the Jewish tribe of Bani Qurayza for their treachery and betrayal. Then he conquered Khaybar. Then Umar ibn Khattab, this great man, evacuated them entirely from the Arabian Peninsula after their defeat. Their enmity transformed into artful plotting in secret. They were the ones that caused the destruction of the last Khilafah of Islam. And they were the ones that turned the attention of the Christian European nations to fighting Islam.